This morning I read about a guy who's planning to dive 25,000 feet from a plane without a parachute. He plans to land in a net held up 20 stories high by two cranes. He says he's tested this with dummies. One dummy shot right through the webbing of the net, but I hear it's okay. Still a dummy, though. I'm always puzzled by people like this. Not one ounce of me has that urge for thrill-seeking, death-defying acts. I don't picture myself conquering Mount Everest without oxygen. I don't want a bungee jump off bridges into deep gorges. I don't imagine myself in a Formula One race car hitting 220 miles per hour going into the turns. If you've looked up the word cautious in the dictionary, you'll probably find my mugshot hiding behind a tree. It's not as if I haven't taken my share of risks, but I don't go looking for them. Sometimes they're unavoidable. Sometimes they're the result of stupid mistakes. Mistakes I wouldn't want to make twice. Harry, a buddy of mine, offered to pay my fare for a skydiving jump back when I first got to Seattle. He'd taken a jump out in Issaquah a couple of months before, and he was totally hooked, so now he was looking for converts to his new adrenaline-fueled addiction. "No thanks," I said. He could hardly believe his ears. He repeated his offer, thinking maybe I was hard of hearing. "It's a total rush," he kept saying. "I'll pay for your first dive. After that, you'll be hooked, too. It's amazing. Amazing." I thanked him again and declined his offer. "What? Are you afraid?" "Afraid," I said. "Afraid? Jump out of an airplane and hope whoever stuffed my parachute did it right? Yeah, that'd scare me. I don't even like roller coasters, but I'm sure as hell not jumping out of an airplane with no margin of error." Harry laughed at me and explained about the backup chute. Called me a coward. Ridiculed my fear. "We'll go this weekend," he cried. "I guess figuring I'd rather be frightened than forever tagged as a coward. Won't cost you one dime and you'll thank me later." Harry and I rafted a river once together, but we never jumped out of an airplane. No doubt the thrill of a lifetime. Harry's a quadriplegic now after getting hit by a truck riding along a highway. He was always an aggressive bike rider, like everything else he did. He'd probably tell you it was a small price to pay, that life isn't worth living without taking risks. I'd answer that it was plenty risky enough already. And by the way, that skydiver landed in the net okay. Paper said his wife and family were watching from nearby. Hot air balloon in Texas hit a power line and all 16 passengers were killed. Today I'm thinking of just maybe staying home. Why take unnecessary chances?